This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, August 22nd. Okay, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has gone out with a bang. This was his last speech at the Kansas City Fed Conference in Jackson Hole. It was unbelievably dovish and had some hidden things in there I didn't expect. So that's why you have such a big rally today. Now, just to set the stage, there was this mean reversion algorithms hitting a lot of the winning stocks in recent days. So there's a big short-covering rally underway because obviously those mean reversion algorithms didn't work. And also, treasury yields are falling. Fed never fights market rates. So this is all good. So let me tell you what Powell said. In his speech, he said that there was, quote-unquote, a shifting balance of risks may warrant adjusting your policy stance. He also went on to say that downside risks to employment are rising. So essentially what's going on is the Fed is paying attention to its unemployment mandate, and that's now overshadowing its inflation mandate or any inflation fears. Powell did admit he still thinks tariffs could be inflationary one time, whatever. But the bottom line is they're worried about the job market. Now, when the minutes came out from the July FOMC meeting, none of this labor department's or labor market comments were in there. None. Even though Christopher Waller went on Bloomberg and said there was a problem in the labor market, and that's why he wanted to start cutting. And he and Michelle Bowman didn't vote to hold rates steady in July. And kudos to Christopher Waller because he foresaw what then became this massive downward revision from the Labor Department to the payroll statistics, showing essentially minimal job growth for the past 3 months. So all of a sudden, they're listening to the data. Hope they're listening to Christopher Waller. So we probably now have a majority on the Fed to cut rates in September. But Powell's speech gave a lot more insight than just that. So here's the big surprise, the thing that got everybody all excited. The Fed chairman said, quote unquote, our policy rate is now 100 basis points closer to neutral than it was a year ago. And the stability of the unemployment rate and other labor market measures allows us to proceed carefully as we consider changes to our policy stance. So period, okay? Not only are they going to cut, they're probably going to cut four times, okay? Because they're 100 basis points above where they should be. Now, if you remember, Scott Bessent went on Bloomberg and wanted 150 basis points. They got 100, so this is a big deal. So that's that. And I should also add that Powell recognized that, and he said this, quote unquote, the decline in growth has largely reflected a slowdown in consumer spending. So they're seeing consumer spending sputtering. They're seeing the labor market problems. And this is a big deal, okay? This couldn't have been more dovish. So that's why we're rallying today. Now, there's one other bit of good news I should give you. We've had housing data come out this week, and on yesterday, the National Association of Home Builders, National Association of Realtors, they announced that their existing home sales rose 2% in July and to about a 4 million annual pace. This was a surprise because the comps were expecting them to decline to 0.2%. But hidden in all that data was that median home prices have only risen 0.2% in the past 12 months. So again, a lot of our inflation has been shelter related. That there's that statistic, owner's equivalent rent, shelter costs in the CPI data. But as home prices cool and rental prices cool, that owner's equivalent rent has been meandering lower. It's still growing, but at a slower pace. So this is really a key to get the inflation under control, because it was mostly housing related. So what a great finish to the week. It was a wild week for us, a very painful week for a lot of folks. because of severe profit taking, but you're seeing this massive reversal here. I do want to remind everybody it's still August, so it still could be bumpy, but at least we have upside volatility. And before we had this mean reversion sell-off, the VIX volatility got very low, and usually low VIX volatility triggers profit-taking and all that kind of stuff, a mean reversion. But Powell threw a wrench in the works, and hopefully we'll be up for the month of August, which is a tough month to be up. But by and large, I'm extremely pleased with the reaction of our stocks, and I hope you're happy that the Fed's going to be cutting now in September, probably and continue to cut another three times after September. So this is big news, folks, and the bottom line is the Jerome Powell finally decided to do the right thing, and let's give him credit for that. So that's it. Celine Avalier, I'll keep updating this podcast during fast market conditions. I'll talk to you soon.